I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A group of Farmers International graduates are providing emergency relief, and it's not their first time. Remember the Easter bombings last year in Sri Lanka? Over 290 people were killed and hundreds more wounded. Farms President Scott Clifton says Christians in the Farms program responded with aid for the bombing victims. And right now, program graduates are distributing dry food packets to poor Sri Lankan believers affected by pandemic shutdowns.
They have a presence in every one of the 25 districts that exist in Sri Lanka. And they even have extended beyond Sri Lanka's borders. And they have these brotherhood programs that extend to Southeast Asia, places like India and Nepal and many other countries around there that they've been partnered with in various capacities.
And despite strict laws, the gospel is spreading in Iran. Starting this month, Not Forgotten, a division of Uncharted Ministries, and Iran Alive Ministry are teaming up to reach Iran for Christ. Iran Alive reaches between 6 and 8 million viewers daily, many of whom are women. Through a new program, Not Forgotten will offer messages of hope for women frustrated by Islam and looking for truth. They also want to provide resources to new Christians and training for mature believers who may be leaders in their churches. For the next 12 months, one program from Not Forgotten will air 5 times a week on satellite TV. Joanne Doyle with Not Forgotten asks you to keep praying.
Pray for these dear men and women trapped in a country that is so closed, but yet they are so longing, number one, to be free, but number two, to know the truth that will set them free.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries, and your continued support of MNN enables us to bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Look for the Support MNN tab at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.